Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Lord, how grateful we are that you have provided for us salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you haven't given us what we deserve, but you have shown us mercy by saving us from our sin.
Praise be to our Lord Jesus Christ, who has gone before us to save our lives by great deliverance. We look for your deliverance. We delight in your deliverance. We declare it in our lives this very day. O Lord, we know we come to you carrying baggage. Baggage that is unnecessary because you desire to be our baggage handler. You've paid the price. Yet like Saul, we hide among that baggage because we've gotten comfortable with it. We don't want to see change because at least we know what we've got. We fear stirring up our past because we would rather forget than face it again. And our great enemy keeps handing us more and bigger bags that we accept without a fight. We are so weighed down. But on Mount Zion will be deliverance. It will be holy, and the house of Jacob will possess its inheritance. Even in these things, we are more than conquerors through Jesus. For I am convinced that neither angels nor demons will be able to keep us from all that God has in store for us.
Lord, your word tells us in Ephesians 6:12 that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Lord, we don't wage war against each other, but against Satan and his demons.
We may be in a war, but we don't wage war with human plans and methods. We seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who lives in us and comes alongside us for comfort and strength to stand, even when the battle is finally finished. Now, with the authority given us by our Lord and Savior, we call to attention all evil beings that have attached themselves to our lives in whatever ways, that come against us to keep us from being all that we can be in Jesus. We bind, muzzle, and gag you and command you to leave in the powerful name of Jesus, Lord of all, including you. You have had enough influence in our lives, and we are finally tired of it. We claim the power of the blood of Jesus over our lives and use it against you directly. We want no more monkeys on our backs. You will leave, and there won't be any more discussion about it. Holy Spirit, call to our minds anything we have said or done that has inadvertently created a covenant with evil in our lives.
Lord, we ask that you would reveal to us the places where there are strongholds of sin in our lives and break the chains that hold us.
We have certainly said things and spoken words against ourselves that don't agree with your word of promise for us.
Lord, we ask that you would release us from the sin that so easily traps us. We don't want to be held captive by the strongholds of sin, as the Israelites were. For 40 years they wandered the desert looking for the promised land because of their sin. And now, thousands of years later, here we are, many of us still captives to sin.
We repent of these things that have given our enemy legal rights to working in our lives, strongholds he has built upon over the years. We renounce them, turn our backs on them, and break fellowship with their influence over us. We now choose to head in a completely new direction. We claim complete freedom in Jesus Christ.
Let us experience full salvation in you, Jesus.
How we praise you, Lord, because even the demons submit to us in your name.
Lord, we pray that you would deliver us from evil, free us from being held captive to sin. Instead, let us be captivated with your Holy Spirit. Give us hearts that long for a deeper cleansing.
Holy Spirit, come now and fill each newly vacated area of our lives with your sweet presence.
Fill every crevice of our lives with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we rejoice because your word tells us that you give us the victory through your Son, Jesus Christ. May we each claim that promise for our lives today.
We want to leave no empty space for the enemy to return and regain footholds. Open our eyes to his tactics against us and forewarn us of his future attempts while they are still far off in the distance. Keep us vigilant, for we would be careful to keep away from situations and people that would entice us to return to old habits, belief patterns, and actions. Now we rise, determined to take our stand against the enemy. We put on the armor of God, believing that no weapon forged against us will prevail, and we will refute every tongue that accuses us, because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is our vindication from you, O Lord. Lord Jesus, we place ourselves in your hands and ask that you reveal your healing plan for our lives. Amen and amen.